paragraph base. And with this, we'll understand why the Torah forbids us to mix wool and linen in the same garment. It's called shatnez. Because as we mentioned earlier, we have to guard our clothing from chas v'shalom being infected with gaiva. Ve'ikar ha-geyus v'ha-hisparus hu-bechinas klolius ha-gavnin. And when we talk about gaiva, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to put two terms together. He's going to put a few different terms together, but let's start with these two. Geyus and hisparus. The term geyus means arrogance. It also means glory or honor or respect. The term hisparus means either beauty or pride, also the term pride. Now, the term pride and arrogance or glory have a lot in common. A person who has a lot of pride, they take a lot of pride in what they do. It means that they're very proud, they feel great in what they do in this particular thing. And when a person is insulted, it hurts their pride, it hurts their arrogance, a person who's arrogant. So those two terms have a lot in common, geyus and hisparus. And Rav Nosson Zal says, these two terms, hu bechinas klolius hagavnin, these terms are used usually in Kabbalah to refer to multicolored or multifaceted. Because when you have one color, green, let's say you have something that's all green, usually people won't say that's beautiful. Beauty is usually when you have something that's a combination of colors. It's multicolored and the colors are mixed right. Wow, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful painting or that's a beautiful this. Usually it means something that's klolius hagavnin. It's several different colors being brought in together. That's hisparus. And that's also associated with geyus. Sheze ikara ha-hisparus p'chinas geyus kemuva divra benes al bekama pomim. That's beauty and glory when you have multicolored. When we talk about the beauty of Klal Yisrael, for example, let's make it even simpler. You have the term tiferes. Hisparus comes from tiferes. Tiferes is a combination of chesed and gvura. That's what tiferes is. Everybody, you know, that's a basic yesoid in Kabbalah. That Tiferes is a combination of Chesed and Gvura. When we talk about the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram Avinu was known for his Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu was known for his Gvura, Pachad Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu is the combination of the two, combines both, and therefore he's called Tiferes. So therefore the term Tiferes, or Hisparus, which is also associated with geyus, because geyus also means pride. So those two terms refer to combinations, not singular items, but combinations of different things. As Rabbeinu Zal says many times, she'ikar ha-hisparus hu bechinas klolius hagavnin. Rabbeinu Zal says in several places that the main beauty is when you bring different colors together or different types of people together. We talk about a couple in marriage, at least two people, or a family that's multifaceted. Or we speak about Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk that says, Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Jewish nation in which Hashem takes pride. The Sforim tell us the pride is that no two Jews are alike. Every Jew is different. And yet they're all Jewish. They can all unite in their faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah, observance. Bechinas klolius hagavnin. So the main hisparus, the main pride, is when you bring together different colors. The geyus, the hisparus, same bechinachas. And these two words, geyus and hisparus, are used interchangeably in the Torah. V'tzemeru pishtim zebchinas klal hagavnin kulam. And wool and linen symbolize and represent all the different colors. They're the two extremes, right and left. Ki kol hagavnin kulam nichlolim bebechina shnei gavnim. Because all the different colors are basically under these two umbrellas, which are chesed and din. Shebohem nichlolim kol hagavnin kiyadua. All the different colors are basically under one of those two, under chesed or under gevura. Veze bechinas tzemer upishtim. This is the concept of wool and linen. Ki tzemer bechinas chasodim. Because wool represents chesed, kindness. Kamei shekosov, as the pasuk says, im yu chatoeichem kashoni, if your sins will be red, katzemer yu. Hashem says, I'll whiten them like wool, like white wool. So we see that wool is whiteness, chesed, the cleansing of sins. Ukamai shekosuv, and as the pasuk says in Navi, usaar reshe ka'amar nekei, the hair on his head was like pure wool, white wool, again. Upishtim hubechinas gvurois, whereas pishtim, linen, comes from the side of gvura, left side, judgment, harshness. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'ho'ish Gavriel lovush badim, shu pishton, kama shom rabbi senazal. The angel Gavriel was dressed in linen. Bad is pishton, as the Gemara says. Nimtza, we see therefore, shetzemer upishtim heim shnei hafochim, that wool and linen are two opposites, b'chinas chasodim u'gvurois, Sheheim klal kol hagavnim. Wool and linen come from chesed and gvura, which are opposites, and which include in them, included in chesed and gvura, are all the different colors. All the different colors are different combinations of chesed and gvura. Sheze b'chinas geus v'hisparus. And we said before that when you have a combination of color, when you combine colors, that's hisparus, that's geus. V'alkein osur lanu le'slapesh b'malbushim koelu. And therefore we are forbidden to wear garments with wool and linen, shehemi taroivis tzemeru pishtim, which are from a combination of wool and linen, shehem klolis hagavnin, wool and linen symbolize all the different colors, shehem bechinas levushe gaiva v'hisparus, because then these garments are garments of pride, of glory, of gaiva. Ki malbushim koelu levushe gaiva v'hisparus bechinas klolis hagavnin, Einom ru'uyim kiim loy levado yispora kaviochel. Because garments of pride, garments of glory, are appropriate only for Hashem. Hashem, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem moloch geus lovesh. Hashem is king. He wears pride. He wears glory. He wears gaiva. He wears combination, the combination of both, the wool and the linen, kaviochel. Even though Hashem is obviously not physical, Hashem doesn't wear physical clothing, but symbolically, the concept of klolius hagavnin, of multicolored, right and left together, that applies to Hashem. Avol onu asurin lehislabesh b'malgushe gaiva, whereas we are forbidden to wear garments of pride. Ki lemato yecholim lesachis mizeh chas v'shalom b'chinas geus mamish, because down below, on earth, where we find ourselves, here, if a person is wearing garments of pride, it's very possible that the pride of the Sitra Achra will get involved, that gaiva of the Sitra Achra will attach itself. B'chinas taivas, b'chinas geus mamish, real gaiva, b'chinas taivas niuf chas v'shalom, which will show itself in taivas niuf chas v'shalom. Rak bimkoy mitzvas tzitzis mutter midino lehislabesh bekilayim shel tzemer upishtim. It's only when it comes to tzitzis, there the basic halacha allows us to have kilayim in tzitzis, to mix wool and linen together. Why? Ki tzitzis heim bechinas tikkun hadas, tikkun habris, tikkun hamoichin kanal. Because tzitzis represents purity of the mind, tikkun habris, ukishadas nistaken, and when a person's das is proper, it's bishlemus, azai nase mitzemer upishtim b'chinas achdus mamish, then the chesed and the gevura become one, literally one. We mentioned this before, that when we talk about the midos of Hashem, sometimes we refer to keser, chachma, bina, chesed, gevura, teferes, and so on and so forth. Sometimes we talk about chachma, bina, das, chesed, gevura, so on and so forth. Das is referred to as a combination of chesed and gevura. So in das, the chesed and gevura are being combined beautifully, constructively, in a positive way. So Rav Nosson Zal says tzitzis, which represent tikkun habris, tikkun hadas, there, even if we have wool and linen, chesed and gevura, we know that they're going to mesh perfectly. They're going to be united. They're going to become, they're not going to be two. They're going to become literally one. Ki ze ikr tikkun hadas, kishen etzchaprem v'nesachtem hachasodim ha'gevura is ba'achtes mamish. Because the real perfection of das is when chesed and gevura unite and become one, literally one. Ki ikr hadas michibur chesed u'gevura ki yadua. Because das is really the unity, the union of chesed and gevura. We mentioned that the Torah writes about Adam and Chava. Vayeda Adam es Chava ishtoi. When they united, when they became one, vahoyu lebosor echod, it says they'll become one flesh. The Pasuk says Vayeda, that's Das. Das unites Chesed and Gevura with perfection, in a positive way, in a healthy way. V'alkein, and therefore, kishahadas b'shleimus, azay nase mitzemer ufishtim achdus mamishkanal. When the Das is perfect, then the wool and linen become one, literally one. They're not two anymore, they unite perfectly. V'alkein, b'mkoi mitzvah tzitzis, Mutter midino kilayim kanal. And therefore, when it comes to tzitzis, regarding the mitzvah tzitzis, there, al pi halacha, a person would be allowed to combine wool and linen. Ki bimkoy mitzvah yecholim leslabesh bebechinas levushav kavyochol. Because in a mitzvah, I'm allowed to wear Hashem's clothing. Bechinas levushay gaiva, garments of pride, klolius hagavnin, garments that combine different colors, different aspects. Ki oz ein yecholes legayva de sitrachra lehisachis shom. Because when it's being done in a mitzvah, the sitrachra cannot grab onto it, cannot attach itself to it. Ki atzitzis moginim aleinu. Because as we mentioned earlier, tzitzis are called protectors. Ki atzitzis heim tikkun hadas. Tzitzis represent perfection of das, where chesed and gevura become one. Vazai nase achdus v'sholoim ben tzemer u'pishtim, and then there becomes oneness and peace between the wool and linen. They're not fighting each other. They're not opposing each other in any way. They're not pulling in different directions. Ve'ein achizol ha-sitrachra v'gaiva mishom klal. And therefore, the sitrachra and gaiva cannot attach themselves to the tzitzis whatsoever. V'zeh b'chinas bigdei kohuna. This is also the concept of the clothing that the kohanim wore. Shehoyu nasim mikilayim. There also we find that some of the garments of the kohanim were made from a combination of wool and linen. Because the Kohanim were wearing Hashem's clothing, kavyochol. Because Hashem is referred to as a Kohen, kavyochol. As the Gemara says. And Hashem's clothing is a concept of Bigdei Kohuna. And therefore, gam hakoyin shalmato muter lizdamay zelavis borach lislabesh b'malbushay kilayim. And therefore, the koyin on earth also is allowed to emulate Hashem in this way, and to wear garments with kilayim shemchinas klolius hagavnen, which are the combination of colors. It combines chesed and gvura, wool and linen. Ki kol hu avoido v'hakrobonos. Heim tikkun hadas, tikkun habris. Because everything that the Kohanim were doing was all about tikkun hadas and Tikkun HaBris. The Kohanim served in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? A center of Das. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Kol Mishan Yesh Boy Deya, Keilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash Mi'ama. Any person who has perfection of Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash was a center of Das. And again, a center of holiness, Kedusha. Kedusha means Tikkun HaBris. That's what the Beis HaMikdash was all about. That's what the Kohanim were all about. The Kohanim had an extra level of Tikkun HaBris over regular Jews. Va'oz mutar kilayim. When there's Tikkun HaDas, when there's perfection of Tikkun HaBris, then the kilayim is not harmful in any way. It's permissible. Whereas, if we're not dealing with tzitzis, or we're not dealing with the kohen's clothing, oz osur kilayim shel tzemer upishtim, then a mixture, a combination of wool and linen is strictly forbidden. Ki shaloi b'mkoy mitzvah, yef shalonu lechabrom yachdov, sheyeh shalom b'neim. Because if we're not working within a mitzvah, outside a mitzvah, we can't combine wool and linen and make peace between them. Sheyeh b'chinas achdus mamish, that they should be one. Ki hem shnei hafochim kanal, because they're two opposites. They're chesed and gvura. V'alkein, al yidei shemechabrim tzemer u'pishtim shem shnei hafochim mizeh chas v'shol yinikas hasitra achra. And therefore, if we go ahead and combine wool and linen, which are two opposites, not in a mitzvah, then this gives the sitra achra a place to draw from, to draw strength from. B'chinas eitz hadas, toivora. Just like the Eitz Hadas, where because it was Toivora, the Sitra Achra was able to draw from there. Ki Iker Yenikosoi Mi Pegam Hadas, Me Irvov Hadas. Because the main source that the Sitra Achra draws from is when the Das is defective, when the Das is mixed up. Person says, I'm mixed up, I don't know what to do. Shehu Bechinas Machloikis. That's a concept of conflict, uncertainty. Bechinas tzemer upishtim, wool and linen, kishe'ein b'neihem hachra, when there isn't a compromise between them, when they haven't been unified and united, al yidei tikkun hadas, through perfection of das. V'alkein al yidei levishas kilayim shel tzemer upishtim chas v'shalom, mishom yenikas hasitra achra chas v'shalom. And that's why if a Jew chas v'shalom wears kilayim, not in a mitzvah, his clothing becomes a source from which the Sitra Achra draws strength. Vazayin is skalkalin habegodim, and then his clothing gets messed up. Vanasa b'chinas gaiva mamish, and it becomes arrogance in the full negative sense of the word. Gaiva the Sitra Achra. Shemizeh nase taivas niyuf pegam adas, which leads to sins related to women and also defective das. Ki ikar hagaiva Nishtal shalom bechinas geus lovesh, bechinas klolius hagavnanal. Because the main place from which gaiva comes about is from the garments of pride, which is this combination of colors. Ulemato, and down below on earth, when it's by Hashem, the geus lovesh is a gaiva of holiness, it's purity, it's pure holiness and goodness. But when it spirals down, when it comes down on earth, where we are, kishe'ein tikkun hadas, when there is not perfection of das, b'chinas hachra, this compromise, this unity of the opposites, azai nifgam chas v'shalom v'naseh gaiva mamish. Then the uniting of wool and linen is defective, and it leads to something terrible. It leads to actual gaiva in a negative sense.